Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Axel Jordan is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of creativity, but what it's been like for him to share it with the world. He's not only a recording artist, but also has a new line out called Shane by Axel Jordan. We're going to talk to him not only about the inspiration behind that line, but also how you all can stay in contact with him, as well as find out about new music that's coming up as well. Axel, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I thought it was so great when I was prepping for this. Of course, I initially found out about you, Axel, because of the line, Shane by Axel Jordan. But then, of course, I was able to discover about your music and your love of it. What has it been like for you just to be able to share your creativity with us and to see the way that people are really responding to it?
It's actually been probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. You know, you put out something, as a creator, you're generally vulnerable. And as a musician, you want to sort of be as open as possible. So when you put that out, you never know what the feedback's going to be, if people are going to like it or, you know, the two thumbs up or the two thumbs down kind of thing. So
right.
When you get a response that is positive and people groove to it and people really actually want more, it's sort of unreal and surreal at the same time. You feel like, you know, you become a superhero and you can sort of take over and do anything, you know, which is pretty awesome. I guess that's probably the easiest way to explain it.
Well, you know what? I think it is awesome because, actually, what I thought about with this segment with you is that there are so many people out there, as you know, that have gifts that for whatever reason, either fear or, you know, or just, you know, laziness sometimes, they don't do anything with it, and then they end up having all these regrets. I think it's great when there's individuals like yourself that are really living life without those regrets and being able, you know, to just go for it. Have you always had that confidence in yourself that, you know, come what may, that you wanted to be able to share what was inside of yourself?
Right. You know, that's actually a pretty awesome point. You know, growing up in Brooklyn, there weren't very many artists that I saw. There weren't a lot of creatives. Surprising enough, even though it is New York City, you know, sometimes going out of the epicenter of Manhattan, you don't really get to experience as much of the artistic life. So it's different now, but growing up, it wasn't quite the same way. So I definitely will say I was blessed. I was always a motivated kid. You know, I would sort of sneak out or forge my parents' names on things so I can go to auditions. You know, I was a pretty sneaky little kid, but definitely always really active and wanting to perform and wanting to sing. And, you know, for me, I knew what it was, but there aren't very many people who are like that, I do know. So it actually is pretty important for me, one, as an artist, but also just as a creator, to constantly try to put that thought out there. So whether it be people like my peers that are, you know, also performers, or even kids. You know, one of the programs I work with is Music Speaks, and it's really about it's a nonprofit charity that really goes back to urban communities and tries to bring the arts to them. You know, whether it's to sort of steer them in a particular direction or just to let them know that there are these sort of programs out there that can really, you know, help you if you want to do that.
Right. Exactly. And I think that is what is so cool, and I'm glad you mentioned that because that really ties into what I want to talk to you about when it comes to inspiring others. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Axel Jordan is our guest. He's not only a recording artist and designer, but he's an individual that definitely is moving forward with his passion in life and being able, of course, to see the success that comes from that. When you look at the way that people respond to you, Axel, do you think part of that is the respect of you are doing it and you are showing other people what is possible for them if they're willing to put in the work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you experience that at the levels of sort of your friends and people you know just from either, you know, work or school or college or anything along those lines. And you experience that immediately. You know, there are people who sort of see you as their buddy. So it's hard for them to think, wow, you're on the radio or you're building these things. So when those sort of people come around, That's a pretty good feeling because you get to see people who've known you your entire life who don't quite see you as something that other people might see you as.
Right.
So it's a fulfilling type of circle constantly.
Right. And I would say, too, it has to make it, you know, better for you to know that because of the way the world is changing. Actually, you have people that literally you've never met because of social media that are really rooting for you virtually, you know, being able to encourage you, you know, being able to share the information that you're putting out there. Talk to us about that aspect of it. What it's been like for you to be a part of this changing movement that really has made the world smaller but also made it easier for us to be able to connect.
It's actually it's pretty awesome. I just sort of got on social media maybe a year and a half ago. I wasn't very good at it. Like, I didn't really understand Twitter. I didn't know how to do Instagram. I just didn't get it. But once I sort of put myself out there with it, and you start to talk to people all over the world, and people are pretty encouraging, not only with the music, but sometimes the most silly, mundane things, like posting a picture of you at the park or something, it draws a response that people can relate to. And I think that's pretty, you know, that's pretty, in the grand scheme of things, that's awesome because you can connect. It makes us all a little more similar. Like, oh, great, I go to the park also. Or, you know, I'm not having the greatest day either. So it really gives us all a chance to not only be more human, but to look into other people's lives. And whether it's creatively or in business or anything. It connects us all. So I think I'm into the social media thing.
Yeah. Well, it definitely is a great way for us to be able to share information. We've been doing it and sharing conversations like the one we're having with you. And I think it's always great that we say on this program all the time, Axel, and use you know, responsibly, the Internet itself can be an amazing tool. And I think, you know, that's definitely one of the things about it. We're going to get into new music that's coming up from you here a little bit later, as well as hear a single from you called Release You. But let's talk about the line. You know, where does the idea for Shane by Axel Jordan come from?
Well, Shane means shine, and Axel Jordan, shine being the name of my first album that's coming out this summer, and then obviously my name. So the line sort of started, it started out as pieces that I was making for stage performances for myself and some dancers, and it sort of started to grow. You know, when I first started out, I had reached out to a lot of different designers, and, you know, I wasn't really sure what I wanted exactly, but I knew I wanted to work with people, and I knew I wanted to be as creative as possible. And not a lot of people responded. You know, they. I mean, this is, you know, 5-6 years ago kind of thing. And so I thought, well, you know, I've always wanted to make it myself, so let me try it. And then I started building clothing and ideas, and I messed up a lot in the beginning, as with most things. You know, you sort of. It's like a cook who just learns how to cook. They burn a lot of stuff. So
right.
I eventually got the hang of it, and I wanted the line to be a representation of me at my most free points in life, which is when I'm on stage. So the line can be a little loud, to say the least, and it's definitely very present. You know, it's not something that you might just wear to go to the grocery store, although I probably would, but it's really made for the person looking to stand out and looking to just be, you know, just have fun with it and sort of be maybe even a little crazy and wild and definitely free.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that when you said that about wearing it to the grocery store, I thought about, you know, you definitely have to have, we were talking about earlier about confidence, you definitely have to have confidence in yourself. To be able to do it, and we're going to be sharing that website a little bit later. You know, I want to talk about, though, something else in connection with confidence, and that is about, you know, just like I know, Axel, we live in a world that tries to tell us who we are, tell us how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to dress even. You know, I think that your line is, and even your music, is about embracing the individual that you are. Was that a ultimate goal for you, for yourself, and for your fans, or was it something that just evolved? As your brand has evolved and as you have evolved?
I would have to probably say both. Definitely a little more of the first. You know, part of writing an album, you know, it takes a little bit of time because when you write the music, it's sort of the evolution. You know, you have a particular feeling, and then that changes in a couple months. So you write about either the change or the new feeling. So you have all of that. And it's the same thing with the clothing. You have something that starts out small or, you know, a particular type of fabric, and then that grows. And, you know, I had never thought about making ladies' clothing because it just wasn't something that I thought about. But then I think about the women out there, you know, I come from, I have a mother and three sisters, you know, so there were always the women around me. And the biggest thing for me was making sure that people understand their worth and their confidence and the love that they can have for themselves, no matter what they look like or who they are or where they come from. So that's always been pretty important with the line as well. You know, I think the confidence has to come from a place that's real and genuine, because if not, then it's fake and it shows. And the smallest thing, someone can point out a piece of hair that's out of place and you sort of run and hide because you're not confident in yourself to begin with.
Yeah. Has the idea of... Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to ask you, I mean, when just hearing you say that made me just wonder, has the idea of knowing then that you're able to inspire that in people, or at least encourage that in people, has that kind of sunk in for you, that people pay that much attention to you and, you know, what you're doing, and also, you know, the way that you're going about living your life?
Yes, but it's still a surprise. You know, I get I definitely have always wanted to inspire and to motivate change, you know, not only within myself but within my community. And again, being from an urban community in Brooklyn, I'd always wanted to change things and to make it better. So knowing that people out there are listening to what I talk about or to what I sing about is a really powerful thing. I mean, it's still a little bit of a shock, and it's a huge blessing. Because it's something I've always wanted to do, and even at times didn't think I could. You know, as much as I wanted to inflict change, I wasn't always sure that I could. So every day that there is, you know, every day that I have something to do with change is a blessing and a huge, it's like an eye-opening experience.
Well, I know it's definitely inspiring for others as well. Axel, again, everyone, I'm speaking with Axel Jordan. We're talking to him not only about his journey as an artist, but also, I think, as a force, as a creative force in the world, and how he's been able to inspire people on the way to embrace their own inner greatness as well as their own inner individuality. And I think that's one of the great things about what he's doing as an artist. So let's go back to music. I mentioned, you know, and you even said there's a new project coming out this summer. There is a single that's out right now for our listeners to be able to enjoy. We actually got it from our partner at Amazon.com. It's called Release You. Talk to us a little bit about that single.
Release You is, pretty much as the title says, it's about the idea of for so long being held back from either wanting to express yourself and wanting to do something, and then finally being able to be released and to sort of be whatever your heart desires. So when I released the track, I sort of was in the middle of that, you know. I had written the track, and I knew that I wanted to express it with the world, and I knew that there were a lot of people who were going through the same thing, especially creatives and just anyone growing up and feeling like they have to be something that they're not or anything along those lines. So,
right.
You know, the track started out as something much smaller, and then it's like most things that get a little power to it. It grows and it becomes sort of like this movement of expression, a total movement of expression.
And now that's what we have, is this great single called Release You. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here it is on our program. Remember, new music is coming from Axel Jordan in just about a month. We'll be right back after this. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
Baby,
By Axel Jordan right here on Conversations Live. As he told you himself, there's new music to come. Axel, let's talk a little bit more about what your fans can expect from the new music. Tell us a little bit more about when it will be released and what you hope the fans take away from it.
Awesome. The official release is July 22nd. The album is titled Shine, which, again, is sort of like a reference to Shame by Axel Jordan, The Closing Line. The new music is definitely, it's a little urban, a little dance, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, I play a lot of the instruments on the album, so there's a lot of things that are heartfelt. You know, as I said before, you have a whole journey when you're writing an album from everything. You have the expression of love, of anger, of frustration, but also about just wanting to be yourself, which is a lot about what the album is truly about. The title Shine is the name of the next single, which again also drops on the same day, on July 22nd. It's just about being who you are and shining out, being the best possible light that you can be and not holding back at all for any sort of fear. So it was a great project, and as much as I'm happy that it's ready, that it's out, I'm also sort of missing the idea of being in the studio and doing all that. So it's all been pretty exciting. You know, when you put something out like that, there's obviously, you're so vulnerable to it. And being in the studio in this booth, you're not as vulnerable. You sort of feel almost it's like a safe place. So when you put it out there fully, there's definitely the chance that, you're going to freak out and bug out about it. But I'm excited. I'm excited for it to be out.
Yeah, all that nervous energy. But you know what? I think, when it's released and, you start getting the comments, from those who are, respecting you as an artist and also as a creative force, Axel, I think it makes it all worthwhile, and I think that is the great thing about it. Axel Jordan, again, everyone, has been our guest. He's an overall creative individual, recording artist, also designer. Axel, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the great things that's coming up for you?
So far on the website, it's probably the easiest and most direct way. All the social media links are on there. So the website is my name, axeljordan.com. I'm very active on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, and try to keep in touch with as many fans as possible through those social networks. So I'm constantly posting about either shows or live streams. The show that's actually on the 22nd when I launch the album will also be live streaming. So, fans can definitely, if they aren't able to come to the event here in New York City, they can easily listen to it and view it. So all that information will be online as well.
Wow. What a great experience. I mean, what a great way of using technology, too, to be able to bring them into the moment, even if they can't be there physically. I think that's, again, one of the great ways of being able to use the Internet. Again, axeljordan.com is the website. The single you guys heard here, again, was called Release You. It's available right now, probably wherever you get your music online. We, of course, our partner is amazon.com. You can get it there for less than $1, so make sure you guys take advantage of that. And then get ready for next month, where new music will be coming from Axel Jordan as well. Axel, it's been great being able to speak with you, man. Thank you so much for the time, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, I'd love it. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll definitely make that happen. We want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of this broadcast, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's Conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.